What? You think I'm on the Zoom, okay? I'm on. What's your question? I don't know that has to do. I didn't know it has to do with that room. Okay, I'm on the Zoom, sir. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry, but I'm on the Zoom. Okay. Pushed right. Okay. Good evening, everyone. So Shabbos, or not making an oil. We may have at the very beginning discussed a little bit the ideas of a mechitza, but I want to go back to that and fill in some details. And that is within the halacha of ohel, there's also an issur to make what's called a mechitza hamateres, meaning a mechitza refers to a vertical wall or partition, and putting up a vertical partition on Shabbos is not usur. You know, we're not talking about building something or attaching it to the house in any permanent fashion, but like moving a mechitza from one place to another, like these portable mechitzas that on wheels that you could roll over. So if you want to put it somewhere in order to divide between men and women for someone's giving a drasha on you or whatever it may be, you want to put it up just for privacy. So you're allowed to do that in Shabbos. It's a mechitza without a roof. When it's just done for reasons such as what I mentioned, basically privacy and convenience, there's no iser. But if it's a mechitza hamateres, which means if it's accomplishing a halachic then you're not allowed to do it. The two examples in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, are a fence around an area that in order to carry, let's say, your own backyard. You have a private yard, so you don't have to make an Eruv of meat with anybody else in order to carry, but you have to have mechitzos. You have to have, it has to be fenced in properly. So let's, a piece of the fence down, and you notice on Shabbat, and just up there. I hope the reception is. I don't know how to improve the reception here. But you would not be allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's one example. It's a sukkah. If you have only two walls of a sukkah, and a sukkah needs at least three walls, you couldn't put something up on Shabbos to be, or Yom Tov, to be the third wall of the sukkah, because that's creating a halachic status. So it's creating building a sukkah. They're creating a sukkah that you're allowed to eat in now on sukkahs where you would not be allowed to do outside of the sukkah. So those are two examples. Now, the Ramah then in the Shulchan Aruch mentions a couple of other examples. And one of them is that the halacha is that a married couple is not allowed intimate in a room where there are svarim. Even svarim. But if there's a mechitza in between where the couple is and the svarim, then it would be permissible. So on Shabbos, one would not be allowed to create such a mechitza. So in practical terms, let's say somebody, there's a way for Shabbos that in home you see where they don't have the issue. But you're a guest somewhere, you're in a situation where there would be no other deterrent for the couple to be intimate. It's private, and it's not gonna soil any bed linen of the home. I mention these things because these are factors as well, and that has nothing to do with Shabbos, but it has to do with this topic. So in order for it to be permissible, those conditions would have to be met. But assuming those conditions are met, but the problem is that there are svarim in the room. So sometimes it's just one or two svarim on the shelf, and you could, if there's a closet in the room with a regular door, you could just take the one or two svarim and put them in the closet, and then just remember to take them out and put it back on the shelf. But let's say it's not that way. It's a wall of svarim, bookcase with svarim, but there's a lot of svarim. It's not something you can go moving around. So if it's during the week, you could create a mechitza. Now, a mechitza, though, for this purpose, has to be halachic mechitza, which means, well, first of all, it has to be 10 tefachim high, at least. But also, it has to be, it can't just be, let's say it's a bookcase. So you can't just drape a sheet over it or just put a sheet on top and hold it down with something, because it has to be fastened at the bottom. To be called a halachic mechitza, it has to be fastened at the bottom so that it could hold up in a wind, what's called a ruach matsuya, in the wind that's commonly found in that area, even though indoors there's no wind, but the Mishnah Berurah goes with the sheet. It has to be called a mechitza, even indoors, it has to be able to withstand the typical winds. So what you have to do is you'd have to secure it at the bottom, like either by, if you have maybe some heavy things, maybe a suitcase or something, which you could push against it in the bottom in a way that it gives it, you know, makes it firm. Or sometimes maybe you could, if it drapes down and then like folds over a little bit, if it's longer than the height of the bookcase, and it folds at the floor, so you could take some item, maybe suitcase again or some other item, and put that on it at the bottom where it's draped down, so that it's, you know, it's sitting on it, whatever it is. You'd have to make it secure. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that, because that's considered making a mechitza hamateris. You're making a mechitza which is now allowed. Wow. Aces would be to double cover. The halach is another thing that would make that's permissible, makes it permissible for intimacy in a room where there is svarim, is if the svarim are double covered. If there's a mechitza, it doesn't need a double cover, just one mechitza. But as I said on Shabbos, you can't make a mechitza double cover. So for example, the two sheets or blankets, if you could drape them over the bookcase in a way that all the svarim are covered. I mean, they're covered, you know, the sheet that you put covers them in the front, and then the other three sides, they're covered by the bookcase itself there. But it would have to be two covers. You'd have to have two such sheets, or during the week too, if it's too difficult to fasten it at materials at your disposal to you make a double cover, you could just do that. That would work during the week as well. Now, another example is if there's is us in a beyond the mechitza. In fact, even if the candle itself is higher than the mechitza, as long as you make a mechitza, a valid, halachically valid mechitza, again, that's sturdy, that would hold up in the wind, halachically valid mechitza of 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. The tefach, by the way, is about 3.5 to 4 inches. So we're talking about the height would have to be 35 to 40 inches. And the width would have to be about, you know, let's say about, you know, a neighborhood of 16 inches, a little bit less than 16 inches, then that would work, even if the light of the candle goes beyond the mechitza. Now, you'd still have to cover yourselves and, you know, darken where you are because there's light, but that doesn't help. To darken doesn't help if there's a candle in the room. You still need a mechitza in front of the candle, and then to make it dark. So that's something else you could not do on Shabbos. You would not be able to make that mechitza. If you could cover the light of the candle so that there's no light, then it would be okay on Shabbos. Then you're not making a mechitza. You're blocking the light. So if you actually block the light, you block the light of the candle, put something over it that's safe, and it's not going to make it go out, but it's going to cover it. Or let's say the candle is on a low surface, and you could put something, some sort of barrier in front of it that blocks the light. That's okay. Now, if that barrier happens to qualify for a mechitza also, but you don't need the mechitza aspect, you just need the fact it's blocking the light, so then that's a shaila. But the Mishnah says one could be lenient in that if circumstances required it. Okay, so so this is a practical application of these halachas of where making a mechitza materis is not permissible. I want to mention one more halacha, and that is, what about a mechitza for davening? I said between men and women, just for it's not stam tznius. You want to, someone's giving a lecture, a shiur or whatever, and you want to put up a mechitza between. You don't have to have a mechitza then, so that's okay. But what about for davening? So that should be considered a mechitza materis. That's a mechitza that's all that's being mater and iser. It's allowing something which is otherwise forbidden. So, So the answer is that that's according to many poskim, and I think this is with the position that's easily understood, is that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because you don't really need, quote unquote. It, you don't, okay, I see people, I'm getting messages or reading messages that people can't hear me. I'm not on mute, as far as I can tell. So I'll tell you what, we're over time anyway, so let's leave this for tomorrow. Okay, so we'll leave it for tomorrow, and everybody say a couple of kapitlach tehillim, please, those who hear me, so that tomorrow it should come out, it come out better. So but we'll leave it tomorrow. We'll pick up this discussion with another tomorrow. Okay. I got the point. Okay. Take care, everyone. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.